Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg sources say Twitch began considering proposals to revamp its payment structure. One proposal could cut top streamer subscription revenue share from 70% to 50%. Another would potentially create multiple tiers with different requirements that would incentivize broadcasters to run more ads for unsubscribed viewers. Twitch could potentially drop exclusivity terms for members of its partner program, letting them stream on other services. In its Q1 earnings report, Alphabet earned $24.62 per share on revenue, up 23% of the year to $68.01 billion. However, both missed analysts' expectations. Overall revenue growth in Europe slowed to 19% in Q1, compared to 33% growth last year. YouTube ad revenue came in under analyst estimates with $6.87 billion. Google Cloud grew revenue 44% in the year to $5.82 billion, beating analyst estimates. Other Bets revenue, which includes Waymo, increased revenue 122% to $440 million, while the units lost remained flat on the year at $1.15 billion. Fidelity Investments announced that later this year, it will become the first major retirement plan provider to let customers put a Bitcoin account in a 401k retirement plan. Fidelity will allow plan sponsors to let savers allocate up to 20% of their funds to Bitcoin. Other digital assets may be added in the future. Whether to allow it will be up to each 401k plan operator, usually the employer, so it may not be available to everyone with a Fidelity 401k. The Google Play Store began rolling out its privacy-related nutrition labels to apps, which will appear in the new Google Play Data Safety section. These sections will show what data is collected, if it's shared with a third party, and security practices on data. Developers must submit data safety section details by July 20th. According to Sensor Tower's recent release Q1 2022 Store Intelligence Data Digest report, TikTok was the top app by worldwide downloads in Q1 2022. TikTok surpassed 3.5 billion all-time downloads in the first quarter as just the fifth app and notably the only service not owned by Meta to reach these numbers. Reuters sources say WhatsApp will roll out cashback rewards for consumers and merchants using WhatsApp Pay in India. Users will receive up to 33 rupees, that's about 40 US cents, for WhatsApp Pay payments across three transactions. WhatsApp also began testing a cashback program for users who use the service to pay highway tolls and other bills from the app. Apple rolled out its self-service repair in the U.S., offering repair manuals, parts, and tools to repair the iPhone 13, 12, and new SE models. Apple plans to expand the program to Europe by the end of 2022, as well as making parts available for M1-based Macs. The Ford F-150 Lightning began shipping to customers Tuesday. There are 200,000 pre-orders to ship, and some of those customers will have to wait until 2023 to get there. 2022 Lightnings are no longer available. Tuesday, Ford CEO Jim Farley said the company is working on a second EV truck model. Sony offers limited-time game trials as a benefit on the new PlayStation Plus Premium tier. As part of this feature, game developer sources say Sony will require some PlayStation developers to create trial versions of games. Developers will have 3 months from a game's release to release a trial, which will be required to be at least 2 hours long for titles sold for $34 or more. Google Cloud launched availability of its Media CDN, a content delivery platform that uses the same infrastructure as YouTube. Media CDN includes tools to dynamically insert ads into video content and uses AI and ML to power interactive video experiences. DJI will temporarily suspend business in Russia and Ukraine to ensure its products are not used in combat, calling it a statement about our principles. This makes DJI the first major Chinese firm to cite the ongoing conflict for halting sales in Russia. Instagram confirmed its testing letting users pin specific posts to profiles above their photo grid. Users in the test will see a pin to your profile option in the three-dot menu next to posts. Instagram already supports pinning stories to profiles. YouTube expanded its Super Thanks tipping to all YouTube partner creators. Super Thanks tipping launched in beta in July 2021. Google began testing displaying ads in YouTube Shorts content. The company says initial trial ads will likely be for app installs and other promotions. YouTube reported average daily views of Shorts increased over 4 times on the year in Q1 to 30 billion. Researchers at MIT's Organic and Nanostructured Electronics Laboratory, my favorite laboratory, created a thin film speaker about as thin and flexible as a sheet of paper, but able to generate high-quality sound when bonded to a rigid surface and uses only 100 milliwatts of electricity per square meter of material. Thin film speakers aren't new, but previous designs required them to be freestanding. No word on when these could potentially come to market, but researchers believe these speakers could have applications for noise cancellation in places like an airplane or for ultrasonic imaging to track people in space. And finally, the E-Ink Corporation announced a new color e-ink display technology called Gallery 3. This offers up to 300 pixels per inch density with refresh speeds of 0.5 seconds in low quality color mode or 1.5 seconds in high quality. Gallery 3 also offers better color accuracy, with each pixel using a combination of cyan, magenta, yellow, and white e-ink to display colors. The company also showed curved and foldable versions of Gallery 3 displays. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.